Yosichatam Pasha's Matas Maskin.
Morning. This Sunday, Habale Luteva is the Chdehilula of Rashi HaKadosh. It's called Rashi, Al Shem, it's at the Sforum, Rabban Shil Yisroel, otherwise known as Parshan Doso, the one who every little school child, Ben Chomish Lemikr, with short trousers, knows that Ilule Rashi Lemetina would be like blind kachkas walking around the world. But although Rashi says, Kama Pa'omim, Ani Le Bosi El Lefarish Pshutish Lemikr, Rashi is explaining, Pshap! Nevertheless, there's a story told in the Sefer Tshuvas, Eson has Zrochi. And in the back, there's Chidush Etel HaTorah. And the Parash of Yeshi, it brings from a Ksavyad, Yoshan Moshan, that there was once a great Talmud Chochem who had a difficulty in Agvisa Rashi. And he went to the caver of Rashi to be mispalled at the Irosh and Enov, and the first time, Pshat, what does Rashi mean? What's his Kavona? And a Baskel came from the caver of Rashi, and said, you want to understand the Pshat, the Oymek in Rashi? Rashi was Moser Nefesh. They say Rashi sat Al Kultipas, Dioy Shiva Nekiyim, until he came out with his Pshat. He was Mis Anatanis. And you want to understand the Zoy Gleich? If you also fast, and misafik yourself, then kula hai v'ulei. Which is exactly what the Talmud Chacham did, and he came back after a long zman, and he fasted, and was fouled. And he came back to the caver of Rashi, and he heard a baskel, a gate coming from the caver, and zikukin denura coming from the caver. And he heard, he said, ani shloime ben Yitzchok. And you should know that before I wrote the Pirush Rashi ala Torah, Rashi HaKadosh fasted 613 tanis. In fact, the Chidon Shem Agdolim brings this ma'isa, and he writes that Yeduas Kabbalah that Rabbeinu Tam said as a pshat v'Rashi and Shas I could also write, or a pshat like Rashi ala Torah leschid I don't have to koyach. Yeduah that afterwards, after when Rashi finished his pirush ala Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu came and gave him yashar koyach. And the Sanzerov writes in Shalva Tuvas Divrei Chaim that everything in Rashi is Kabbalah ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, amish b'haflo. In fact, the Kumarna brings in the Sefer Zohar Chaim b'shem his uncle Vateres Svi Kabbalah b'shem Abba Shem Tov that whenever Rashi says pshat pshut shel mikra, so pshat is that Rashi had his pashtus hagashmis. He was this totally mufshit from chomer, from physicality, from corporeality. And then he was able to come to understand the Umech HaPshat. Every drop, every letter of Rashi is Kodesh HaKadosh, Kiyodua. And the funny thing is, when you learn Rashi Le'omko in Pshat, the Shalach HaKadosh says, when the Rebbe always learned every Shabbos, one Rashi Le'yun, Gval B'Gatifa'yun. Or afterwards, he would always connect it, the Shalach HaKadosh says, that in Rashi, in Pshat, is kosher to rosin the rosin, the deepest of deep. Those profound secrets are found dafki in pshat in Rashi. So Rashi is like, we can't, Amashim Gakenu can't begin to understand not his pshat, and certainly not his personality. But I came across, just in the Heintik HaSefer Likutin, two shvochim of Rashi, which I found like hair-raising, bizarre. Number one, and the Sefer Magen Avraham of the Holy Tzvisker Magid, he brings in Parshas Bo, a Kabbalah from his father, Ramot Chalav of Chernobyl, that the whole, listen to that, you know, you could praise people, the whole Tachlis Briya Sa'ulam was Bishvil Rashi. That's like, you know, by Rav Shimon Yochai, wow, what do you do with this? And it's Merumah, as you could say, the Oisi is Bereshis, is Oir Teiros, Rabbi Yishim and Benyam, Rabbi, what do you do with this? Then another rather, I don't know how to put it, like stunning statement, is found in the Sefer HaTeres Kenim from the son of Rav Moshe Sambur, that he had a Kabbalah from, again, from an uncle, great uncle, from HaTeres Zvi of the Detroit, Kabbalah Ishmi Pi Ish, that I've, listen to this, Avram Avinu, when he bound up his only beloved son Yitzhak at the Akedu, and the Malach, 1 minute to midnight, says, Al tishlach yodcha l'anar, v'al tas lehim u'ma, unbind him. Avram Avinu was not willing to release Yitzhak from the Akedah until the Baal Shefer promised him that from your descendants will come out Rashi. Hello? Like, what do you do with this? And the Rebbe of Sambur told the Tarasi, it's merumas in the Pasuk and Daftocha that Ibishter gave to Avraham Avinu, the Yirash Zaracha Shar Oyvov, Yirash is Oyusiyas Rashi. Okay. Now I understand what these two things, I begin to what these things mean. And what is the kesher to this Pasuk, Paduk, of the Yirash Zaracha Shar Oyvov? What was the maintenance of? I don't really know, but like I'll try to say it, what comes to my mind. And the Hurachu Nichaparov and Mshagisi Hashem to Yichap. The Hektami Yisod, which is from the Mashkiach Tervitas, and when it's Itachas, what doesn't say. The Pasuk says, when it came to the building, I'm saying this Bekitzer, because all of this is an introduction to my introduction to the Shir. It says in Pasuk that the Ebershe told, Moshe Ben Tov Kali, Ru'u Kora Hashem B'Shem B'Tzal. So here the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Hei says that the Moshe asked the Ebershter if it's Hagum Lefanecha, to which the Ebershter answered is an axiom, a principle, the Ein Mamanin Parnas Alatzibur Elam Kedem Lachem Tzibur. You have to have the acquiescence, the vote of the clarity of the people to agree to this meaning, this Sror. Shtel Zich V'Shailu. You have people who have what's called executive power. They can make decisions. They don't have to do everything themselves personally. They hire experts. People are competent, whatever sphere. So you have an organization, they may hire a lawyer, an accountant, whatever is necessary. Or the expert, the builder, the professional, he doesn't have srora. He has no decision making. He has to carry out exactly what he was instructed. Instructions of the Vul liegt the srora in the meaning of Bezalel to build the Mishkan. He had to be medayik, as the Eibishter said, the chaser of the yatir, every millimeter had to be alpi. What's going on in the mind? Taka, a great wisdom. And Yudea Bezalel, Tara Behem, it's oisiyah, Shabbat Nusharam. But where is the srora Shabbat? Says the Mashkiach, a gewaldi yisot. We find the Mashal, I'll give you an example, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamana Shoft, Dayon. Okay? Yeah? And the Yisod is, when he came to Mamana Dayonim, it wasn't only for there and then, that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu chose Baruch HaKodesh, the Neshamis of all the Rashi Alfa Yisrael, Atzif Kol Adairis, who will serve as leaders of Kal Yisrael. Now you can understand, just simply, Yisroi comes from the friend, a ger, I'll confide. Ober as like, you know, and then he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shal Yisroel, hey, you know, novelty. L'churim Moshe knows how to run the shop. He's the Rabban Shal Yisroel, he's the Raya Mehemna. It's like, you know, to be very blunt, there was once an Aguda convention, and there was a fellow called Nelson Pirman, a famous thinker, whatever, and he started speaking, and the Emes was sitting in the back, and he asked him, who we have read it? Al-Chiva. Al-Chiva's all, he's been in the Chattas Nidim, just give him day to. Right, a guy comes from Al Shvart Yorin, the Koyin Midian, the Koyin Malavi Dezoru. Al was getting fine, he was Megayer, Al was getting fine, over a Kim Zog and Deyas of Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean, novelty? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know how to run? Number one. Number two, Atta Tetzach, Chazal say Beruach HaKodesh. Why in the world do you need Ruach HaKodesh in Manat Dayonim? In every generation, there's a mitzvah of Milayonim. Every generation has Ruach HaKodesh. Where's the Ruach HaKodesh? How many Dayonim did you appoint? Sorry, Asar, till Sare, Asar. Comes out that on average there was one dayan, one shofet for every 8 Jews. Hello? Did any society ever in the history of humanity that has one judge per 8 people? Yeah, maybe in England, one per million, half a million, one per 8? How many? It's ridiculous. The pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointing dayanim till the end of time. And for that, you need a takaruch hakodesh to see. So you have yugulim, etc., etc. And therefore, Yisrael is saying, takan now, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, when you're understanding, when you're standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, yisokar pito yvishokar, there's no, you're not going to come with your little faribbles in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ober novel tibel is also love, because the meaning is not for now, the meaning is for all generations. Okay? So in, likewise, when Moshe Rabbeinu was appointing Bezalel, it's not just to be an architect, to be a... Moshe Rabbeinu was appointing the one who will build the Mishkan, the Hu Hadin, the one who will build the Beis HaMikdash. Generally, mitzvah Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah given over to the Melech, Hashem Kol Yisrael. Therefore, it says in Kisvei Arizal, the Neshama of Bezalel who was filled with Malve Oisei, Ruach Chochma, Chochma Vitzunu Vidas, was the same neshama who came down later as Gesum Shleim HaMelech, as I've discussed in the past. And therefore, the Mashgiach says, Bitzal ben Uri ben Chur, 688, is Gimachia Melech Mishalayim. And to add, it's also the Gimachia Le Yosser Shevet Mehuda. They both came from that tribe. And therefore, there had to be Das HaKol. Because this is appointing the Melech Shleima. And it's from Shleima that Rambam says, Mashiach has to come from Zera David Shleima. Therefore, really, in effect, Mashiach will build the third base of Mikdash HaKaponim L'Tas HaRambam Udimei. You're appointing here the Neshama of Shleima and the Neshama of Mashiach. And therefore, the Pasuk says, V'amalei Oysei Ruach Alikim. Where do you have this expression, Ruach Alikim? Vibrations, the ruach alikim, rachefes al pnei hamoyim, say chazal zu ruchi shel Mashiach, melech Mashiach. Therefore, the milui of Bezalel, just the milui, is 622, which is gimachi of avdi David nosi aleim. It's a mali, this is a milui, right? Which also, by the way, is gimachi, just to add, koyach maisav higiz va'amai, because Bezalel had to use the oisius of creation to build the Mishkan. And therefore, the ruach alikim rachefes is gimachia b'chachma b'tzunu v'das. And I just add, just to confuse you completely, ru'u kor Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Huda is gimachia es tavnes ha-mishkon, and Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Huda is gimachia shnas ge'ulai bo, because that's the same neshama as Mashiach. Now, I've said many, many times, so Bezalel and Shleima, basically, in terms of soul, hainuach. If you remember, I say this almost every year, who did Shleim HaMelech's neshama come down again as? Yirmiya, which we discussed. The day of Shleim is Simchat Shemini Atzeres, he's Du Shviz, which is the day of Yirmiya, which is the day of his birthday, the day he curses, is Tisha B'Av. So he saw the churban of the house that he built, and who did the neshama come down later as? Take a guess, whose also name was Shleim?
Rashi.
Very good. Okay? I thought to myself, it's, whatever happens to any Jew, any person, anything, Allah has come over to Rabbi is Bashkocha Protus. So the Hilula of Rashi is Dafka Choftes Tammuz, which is the last day of Chodesh Tammuz, which is also Erevish Chodesh Av. It's the Maivar, the bridge between these periods of time. Why Dafka? Because we know Rish Chodesh Menachem Ov is the Yom School. It's the yard side of somebody else, if you remember. I say every year, Aaron HaKoyen, Kana Rabba, which in this week's parsha, if a person kills someone, Bishgoga, he goes to an Ir Miklat, which basically is Golos. Until when? Ad Mois Koyen Godel. So Rish Chodesh Av is always the Yom Yisugel for Geula. Therefore, Rish Chodesh Menachem Ov is Rashi Tevis Arachem. And Arachem, as the Av Yisrael Vision says, is Gimachia Toivo Brocha. And you all remember the Gemara Sanhedrin when Shimon Levi asked Mashiach on the gates of Rome, Amos Akosimar, and he answered when? Hayoim im Bekoiloi, Tishmo. Tishmo is Gimachia Rish Chodesh Av, which is Gimachia Esrot. Hello? And as we'll soon see, the central theme that I want to develop is an idea in Sforim Akdoshim that a Yid has to mechaber Tammuz, Ov, and El together. And you find, interessant, says the Vision Rebbe, Suzyogin Aleinu, Tammuz of El. Who are the tribes of these 3 months? Wakey, 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 gotta be faster. Reuven, Shimon, and God. That's the way they cap things themselves. Yeah, hello? That's the way it's the summer months. Yeah? So you take Tammuz of El, Reuven, Shimon, God is Gimachia 1255, which is Gimachia Aaron, if you reckon Aleph beside Echa Yirdlif Echa Mikab Elef, Aleph to be 1,000, and Aaron is 1255, which is these months. What does that mean? It appears to me as though, I'm scared to say anything, whatever. What Rashi is in Nefesh, in Limud HaTorah, is the same Indian as in this period of time. Rashi takes Pshat. Pshat. But in Oymek HaPshat is Rosen de Rosen. Al Derech Ze in Zman. You do it in many kilos. I don't know what the Kabbalists in Manchester do, but many kehilas kedushas for Yisrael, they're noyig, even great mekubolim, etc., mystics. There's an Indian that in the 3 weeks they only learn pshat. You never heard it before? There's a medrash in Parashas Dvorim on the pasuk pnu lachem tzofoino. So, very interesting medrash. The Medrash says, what's pshat? Omer of Chiyah, Omer Lohem. If you see your enemy, your nemesis, trying to chepa with you, don't stand up to battle. Wait, have patience, hide in a cave somewhere until we do, right? Tzafoina from the Lord, soften. Hit. Omer Yudab Shmuel, Omer La Yisro, Rabbeinu Shalil. Yitzchak blessed Esau. He'll live by the sword, and you're masking to this bracha. Omar Lono, the Abish says, Hatspinu Atzbechem Biponov. Hide yourself from Esau. Lehechon Nivrach, ask Klal Yisrael, where do we run to? Omar Lohem, the Abish says, so Imre Isin Shem is Davig Lohem, if you see that he's about to chepper you, Berchu LaTorah, run away to Torah, Ve'en Tzafoina El LaTorah, Shnevah Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yatzbin LaYishorim Toshia. It's hidden. What does this Medrash mean? Explains the Imre Yosef of Spinka, based on a well-known, I'm surprised everyone doesn't know, the Merv Shomish, who says that the days of Bein HaMitzorim, right, one needs to plunge into Divrei Torah to save oneself from the Mayim HaZidun. Ober, when he's dealing with the Yitzhara, you don't chep with him, you don't rice the Uyghur. Therefore, it's kedai to learn just the pshat of Torah and not the depth of Torah, in order the chitzoyim, the powers of whatever, ketarur, should not chep with you. Because these are 21 lowliest days, which the Zohar says were given over at Chulkut to Esav, and therefore don't chep with him when the Shom is a cheches loy, lilo, as we say. So on one hand, these are days of simple pshat, right? What you should do after your local resident campus. I don't know, but whatever. But let's take this forum, the Kabbalah, many ages, Bisrol. Told Rebbe had all shmuz on this. Over, on one hand, in Pshat, it's lowly days, days chukud de Esav. On the other hand, I've said already 100 times over every year, these are the highest days and the lofty days and the mocker and sherish of all simcha. Which is the Indian in Zman, something which in Pshat looks one way, and Be'umik, Pshimiyas, looks another way. And Dafka, the Pshat and the Sod are Mechubor. Therefore, the Imre Yosef himself says in Parshas Masi that from Shivasar Betamuz until Rosh Hashanah, how many days are there? You know, 13, 30, and 29, 72. What is 72? Chesed. These are days of Chesed. No, there are chsadim which are miskasya, which are concealed, and there are chsadim which are bisgalya, or be'etzem they are. And now I understand, there's this concept of connecting Tammuz of an Elul. Now I understand why all the Rabbanim, the Dosh Rishumim, everyone says, Tammuz stands for Zman Neitshuva Mamash B'Shem Aboyim, not just to make you scared, like to get your pulse working, right? These are the Keren Yeshua. The Pelushiver says, Chodesh Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah, 408, which every school child knows is Gematria, called Tzoymom, Chuvat Field. It's when you, why do you need a Chonu for Rosh Hashanah, Dafka in these days? Because you have to Mechaber Tammuz of with El. And what is the Siyum of the, we all know the 21/22 days of Ben HaMetzorim, or Mechuvat Keneged, the 21/22 days of Tishrei, yeah? Which is the Siyah, which is the mountaintop, the summit, the Tachlis. So I said 100 times in the Mashgiach that just like Yirmiyah and Shlema are the same neshama, one's a Gilgul of one. Hu Adin Tisha B'Av is the Gilgul of Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, you see, I never heard this before, but it's a new word. I just learned the Armoli from the Kasana. So I'm ready to go. If I was to ask you, what is the tachlis of all the avid of Elul and the Tshuva and the Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, the Tshuva, Erev Yom Kippur? Right? It's all a preparation for Sukkot, which is all ultimately a preparation for what? Shmini Atzeres. The ultimate mountaintop, that's Shmini Atzeres. And Tzaddikim said all of the Avodah for the months in preparation is Hachonah to what? To the Pasuk, Atar, Eisel, Adas, Ki Hashem, Ulikim, Eidei, Muvadi. You do a many Sipurimus. Hello? Interesting, says the Armoli. When do we read this pasuk Ato Areisel Adas? It's the Kriyas HaTorah on the day of Tisha B'Av. Kisoyel et bonim, and you read this. In other words, I see him in the Kriyas HaTorah. There's a kesher between Tisha B'Av and Shmini Atzeres. And Rebbe Eger in his Sefer Imre Emes, as a Remes, Holoch Yelech Uvachoy, Rashi Tevis 21, Boy Yavoy, which is Gimatria 22, on the 22nd day, Shemin Atzeres, after Sukkot, which is Chaga Osif, Noyselimus. Then you carry all the bundles of the Avodah, of the tears of Ben Amasol. So in other words, the point I'm trying to make is you have to b'derech hakdama, you have to mechaber tamuz of to Elul, which leads you to the joy of Simchas Torah when the Eibishter says what aseli sud v'ketana, why because kosha alai pridas, which is the siras chinam or whatever, which is the pridaschem between the Eibishter and Chesed Yisrael. So the point is very very simply just that we have to connect tamuz and of to Elul. The fees I understand is b'derech hakdama, and the parshi is the Chamrat Tova from the Ban of Rosen, the Chil Tzadik from the Blujer. What is the name of this first of these two parshas of the week? Matzus Makoyelus Gimatria Tamuzov. Work it out. Yeah. What does a matta mean? It symbolizes a warm embrace, or it's a kach makavahachakakuy, like you know, a stick, a club. So the Churim Matta is ended. This Machmoish explains in this week's parsha. Matas represents the two goalies in the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Over the Tachlus is to bechaber the Matas to Roshe. Moshe Rabbeinu has the koyach vayedab Lashon Hoga to mechaber the Roshe to the Matas, which is the days of Rosh, Reish Aleph Shin, El Rosh Hashanah. These are the Rosh of the year. Again, the same idea of being mechaber. Next of the parish is called Elamasi. Elamasi is Gimatria 216. What's 216? Rabbi Yisai, if Ashlofen Berry is Gevura, which is Gimatria Aryeh, which is the mazel of Aryeh. Mazel of is Aryeh, right? Aryeh symbolizes Chsodom Agurus. You're sure about that? You're right. Down here in this world, if you got a lion down Northumberland Street, take heat, right? In Shemayim, in the Merkova, Pnei Aryeh is El Haya Min. As the Degel says, Elam Masi, Ben Yisrael, Elam Masi, Elam Masi, Elam Masi, Elam Masi, the way it comes down, in Shemayim, the Elam Masi, Elam Masi, Elam Masi, Elam the way it comes down, because you're not a clean people, sometimes Chas V'Shalom, it's just Hapich to Gvurz. However, the purpose is to take the Aryeh, and to see it, what? And the Masi, therefore, stands to, again, Gvura. Eila Masi Ben Yisrael stands for, same Rashi Tevis, as Edoim, Modai, Bovel, and Yovon, Kiyadua from the Nachal Kedubim, from the Rana Mifano, right? Aber Ach Yesh Elikim Shoiftim Ba'oritz, the 21 days, since they're Shoiftim Ba'oritz, as the Medin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is mounting all of these Gvuras, and we see Chsod. In other words, the Rosh Hamatis, these lowly days, which is also called Rosh. You know why? Says the Atzeres Yeshua from the Chikavar. Because we have a principle called Ameitzer Yisrael, Naser Rosh, you know, the holy days. But the purpose is to mechaber it to what? I've had to find much of your Tefillah Tzadik, which is gorgeous. But it ain't coming. Just one remez. The Pasuk starts off with the Dorim, the Isha, Ki, Sidur, Neder, Vashem, Isha, Ki, Sidur, Neder, Pasavaya, is Gimachi Yem Shmini Atzeres. I can tell you 100 other ways to prove this. The Dorim says, Yom Kippur says, 100. That's Pet and Pulsic says, the Renoyim. Pulsic says, Kisavoyu Milchoma Ba'artzachem ala Tsar Hatzayr. When is the time of Tsar Hatzayr Miloshim Bein HaMetzorim Bein HaMetzorim? When is the Eitzah of Hari Oysim Bechatzayrish? When do you blow the Chatzayrish, the Shafer, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc.? Yes? Therefore, the Pulsic says, Aryeh, El of, Shoag. By the way, how many days are there in the 9 days? 9. How many days and hours in a day? 24. How much is 24 times 9? Guys, where's Rabbi Shlomo Kohen? 216. Which is Gimachi Aryeh. Hello? Aryeh Shoag. Over me, someone is Bechina of Tshuva, which Tshuva is Nun, which is Sharabina, making from the Nachash, slashing the Mem, the Nun, into the Mem. You know so many times. Mashiach. Yeah, same letters? You with me, yeah? Therefore, Aryeh Shoach, someone in the Madrega of Tshuva's Milayir, has nothing to worry about. As the Rebbe Shmelko of Nikolsburg famously says, the Pasuk says, Bris, Krusa, Le'enai, Masbein, El Besula. If you have Bris in the month of Enai, Tammuz and Ovai, Niminai and Smol, you don't have to wait the last minute, you know, El Mazel, El Besula. You could do it now. Okay, there's 100 Ramosim in the Tzirufei Shema. which I'm not even looking at as Yisrael from the visions. No, beautiful rice. It's a shot, but okay, what can I do? And that pshat, that bepnimi, bepshat is lousy, yomim nemuchim, yomim v'chitzonim, bepnimi is we see when the enemies entered into the Kodesh Kodosh, they saw the kruvim, urim, zebozeh, which the Gemara says in Yom, is the symbol, ruchi basel, if they are mokim, which is the reason why Tisha B'Av ultimately is called the Moyed, etc., etc. What is the Sidur Shem Havayah of the month of Haskes Yisroel Shmayim? Haskes reminds us of which Yontif? Sukkot. Sukkot came in the Yisrus of Yaakovit, which came in the Yisrus of Aaron. When is the Hilul of Aaron? It's all connected. Just to give you one vort, which I'm not cutting out everything else, just one vort, which you'll need as an introduction. I said this 100 times, like a famous word. In Elul, when we say Slichus, we have the line, Loi b'chesed v'loi b'masim bonu l'fanecha, k'dalim u'choroshim d'faktum l'osech. What's pshat? Everyone knows that. Rizal says, the 12 months of the year, which correspond to the 12 miluyim of the Shem Aleph, Dalet, etc. Aleph has Aleph Lamedei. That's Reuven, that's Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Yes, Nisan Ir Sivan. What are the three next month? Tammuz Av and Elul. Can I get the letter Dalis, which is spelled Dalid Lamid Tav? Who are the tribes of these 3 months? I said before, Reuven Shimon, which is Reuven Reish, Shimon Shin, which is Re'iyah and Shmia, and God is can I get Asir. Let's state and say for Yitzir. But what if I only have Tammuz and Av, divorced, severed, cut off from Elul? So instead of Dallas, what do I got? Dal. Instead of Shar, you put the ayin into the equation. What do I got? Rush. Loi b'chesed v'loi b'maisim bonu l'fanecha k'dalim u'chereikim. The months of Tammuz and of themselves are Dal and Rush. They're impoverished months on every which level. Arbor the Eibishter b'chazda gave us an Elul, so we add a Tuf to the Dal, and we get Delis, right? Which David HaMelech sings and prays, Arimimcha Hashem ki dilison, you pick me up from being a Dal. And the Eibishter gave an ayin in the Rosh, and we have now the word Shar. HaPeseach Shar l'doivkei b'sru. You with me? So which letters, 2 letters, did we add into the equation, says the Holy B'nai Yisrael? A few plates, said this, an Ovel, an ayin, and a Tav. Oh, now in the same chapter, positive. What's Chanel Hashem? Ace. What's Ace? In Dvar, what was Ace? Why Ace? Because when was the Milchama of Sichon and Oig? El. So Moshe thought, as Rashi says, Shem Hutra Neder, the Mikzosi, Hutra Kuli. And therefore you go into the Promised Land. Why? Because this is El. How do you make it El? Okay, I have no time to elaborate. Whatever. There's a lot more in the base. Also, look it up yourself. That's connected to Delos and Shah. You need a mezuzah. Hello? The letters at the other side of the mezuzah is the Rosh Tevis of Reish Yud Gimel, Vayogar Moyev, etc., etc. Sichon and Oig is Gimatria 213. Yogar, you know what I'm talking about? You have a mezuzah at home. I'm sure you have. On the other side of the mezuzah, at the bottom, there are letters. Chav, Vav, yeah? Which is Havaya Likhen Havaya. One letter after, right? Which is Gimatria 213. Which is Gimatria Sichon Oig, which were the minnow of Eretz Yisrael. They were, right? To make a kosher mezuzah, the chitzoinim, the klippis, the evil, the internet, whatever, should go into your house. So you need a mezuzah. Right? And that's Yogar Moyev, that from Balak, I don't hot and bothered. Because, Achari HaKoyisoy, right? That's Yogar, that's a mezuzah. And that's the month now to watch of Elul to protect us from, okay? So in other words, the point is, to summarize, Svarim HaKadoshim make a ganz avoida of the chibur of Tammuz Av together with El. Now, I say to myself, everything has to be merumas in the parsha of the week. That's why we read it. Right? Where do I see this in the parsha? So I'll tell you a shtickle vort. I've seen this in Kama v'Kama Svarim HaKadoshim. But I'm going to say it over from the part of this subject, my latest Sefer HaLo. But a simple idea. In the parsha's matos, there's a famous dialogue that goes on, which is riddled with problems. Superficial, right? Pasuk says, "Umikne Rav Hoyel of Ne'ruven, the God Otzum Ve'Uy." They had this lot of cattle, And they seem, if you're reading just like whatever, it's like they have so much cattle, they need a place of mirror, to pasture, to graze the cattle. And they tell Moshe, could we have this Eretz Yechivoy? Right? Then Moshe gets really, whatever, right? And they agree to go chalutzim, and Moshe Rabbeinu acquiesce. You understand this. First, we'll ask you a bunch of simple questions. Each one I can answer 20 different ways. That's beside the point. They had, Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad had Mikne Rav. Yeah? Where did they get the Mikne Rav in contradistinction to the other 10 tribes? They played the stock market, they gambled. Where did they get it in the middle, this Mikne Rav? Why did Reuven and Gad have? Number one. Number two is that because you have a lot of animals, you have three cars in your garage, you need a bigger house, therefore you're not going to go in Eretz Chemda Toiv. You just saw what happened to the Meraglim 40 years we suffered, right? You're not going to go there to Tzol because you have a few more sheep than the other guy? Hello? Yeah? And Chazal, Nachlam of Uheles, on one level, they castigate. Can I ask you another question? Throughout the parsha, except for the first pasuk, it's always Bnei Gad before Bnei Reuven. Why? I'll be told us Reuven comes first. How many times Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven mentioned, says the Baal Turim? Eight. Why eight? And then they mention all of these interesting cities. If I show you a map of the Middle East, could you show me these cities on the map? You don't got a clue. So why, if I say, I'm going to conquer, give me France. I got to know Marseille with Paris. Give me France. I'll take Eretz Yechon Ve'oi. L'mayaf Kamino, all these funny cities. Doesn't do much for me in Manchester. Like, you know, what is it telling me? And the Ben Bechaya says there are omuk soides in these names in Kamaka. And then they tell Moshe, if you look at Chumash, there's a steam here. First, there's a they got a bit of an introductory, then it's Sosum, and then a new Vayoyim. What is it just? What's happening here? There's like a conversation that took place, a dialogue, which the Torah doesn't tell us. It's silent in, and then a new discussion. What happened? One follows from the other. And Nachakash, you want to do a, when you go to, I don't know, I'm not a businessman, but you want to do a business deal with somebody. You sit down with your chevroman, you're doing your buyer, your seller, whatever, your customer. I need chain. You want to do a deal, it's mutually advantageous. Let me talk. Where's the chain? The whole story is like very, very difficult. The pshat is, there's a vort from, who said it exactly, it's interesting, it's either said from the Chayuz of Lublin, or the Rebbe Bino of Pshischa, who was a Talmud, and the Emes, if you look at it carefully, the Rebbe Benech, you could tweak it two ways. There's a vort from the Tzadikim, U'mikne Rav Hoyul of Nebruven. These two tribes had a mikne, had a kinyan, in the Rav, in the Rebbe. And there's a vort of, there's two ways to look at it. One way is, they knew that it was already Nigzar and Mishra, they knew from whenever, he's not going to cross the Jordan. And they said, a life without Moshe Rabbeinu, we won't. We're attached to Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd rather be, the Chum Sefer and Drasha says even Nachmer. Could you imagine what would have happened if Moshe Rabbeinu would be buried in Har Nevoi, right? Eretz Yichon Ve'amirut. And Kal Yisrael entered the promised land. Kumtish, the caver of Moshe Rabbeinu, was surrounded by heathens, by pagans, by shkotzim. That's the cover of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Rashi himself says in Parshas Zos HaBrocha, when Moshe Rabbeinu blesses God, what do you say? Vayar raciously, Kisham Chelkas Mechoykek, Moshe Rabbeinu is Tzofun. Why Dafka Tzofun will soon see? Hidden, not hidden, right? Tzidkus Hashem also umishpatav imi atzdaka for all of Kal Yisrael that Moshe shouldn't be buried. The poor of a tzaddik is bechinas Yisrael gevaldig amadregus ben Eden, and he shouldn't be buried in Chutzlars ben Am. So Bnei Gad who were mikne Rav a kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka wanted Eivar Yardin so Moshe Rabbeinu shom chelkas mechoyki tzafun in their pit. You could tweak this another way, slightly differently, which also matches Lusharim or the Binim. Moshe was told he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But now that you conquered Eretz Yichon Ve'oig, Maybe this is the whole shach v'tayy of Ein Kama Koyimi. Maybe now that it was a kibush rabim al pi Hashem biad Moshe. Maybe now Eretz Yichin ve'Oyig has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Machlokes Tanoim actually better. Yeah, hello. Maybe it's Eretz Yisrael. When a raya says the Chum Sofer in Teretz Moshe, in this week's parsha after Melchemes Midian, hello, yeah, the Eibush gives him a gevaldigen mitzvah of Agolos Kelim. Why in the world wasn't given the mitzvah of Agolos Kelim, the kasher the Kelim, after Sichin Ve'oy? Hundreds of answers I would say, I'll pull them on this. Yeah. No pshat is, because B'shaf Kibush Eretz Yisrael was Mutra Afilu Katila the Chazir. You didn't need Agolos Kelim. When Midian, which is not capturing for, now you need Agolos Kelim. And there's many other rayas. Right, so maybe since Moshe Bal Korche came into what's now considered to be Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's Hutar Neder. So by paskening like the Tanoim that Tzichon Ve'Oig and Eivra Yadin is considered Eretz Yisrael, they were paskening that the Gzeira of Moshe was this battle, which made it well to cross the Yadin also. Take it either way. What's pshat here, right? The kitzur, in a nutshell. The Hamikdover of the Netziv says Barichus Ein Kama Koyim. The whole tachlus of Sefer Bamidbor is the intermedium, the havora, the interim period between Hanhoganisis and Hanhogatibus. In Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsuf, in Matan Torah was gewaldige miracles. Eretz Yisrael is teva. That's why the Meraglim didn't want to go in. Right? Now begins like a child. You start weaning him. Right? And you start putting him on salads. And in the middle, you have a bit of both. But in the 40 years in the Midbar, there was not the Nisim. I'll give you an example. The Mata of Moshe. The Mata. Right? When it came to hitting the rock, Kach es Hamata. It wasn't by Moshe all the time, though. It's a different Bechin. The Bnei God, the Iker, they were Makushu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? And they wanted that, they didn't want the anhoga of Moshe, the anhoga, the transcendent, miraculous, supernatural anhoga of Moshe to stop. And they were mushal more from Gashmis. That's why even the other section of the Shiftiko were all Royetzoin. It's not labor intensive, as they say. It's not with your cup. There was once a guy who worked, he worked in Kaloshin in Russia. The Rebbe told the story. He worked in baking boots, manufacturing. And he came to one of the Rebbe's with a shayla, with a Rebbe Rashab. So he told him, if he gives the feast ligin in the Kaloshin, or the Eshta Malachi has a cup in the Kaloshin. Right? You want Yigia Kapech of Yisuchu. And Fakert, when God wanted easier in Avodah Kapayim, right? So you sit in the thing and you can meditate and kiss various. Do what you want. Right? They were Dovuk and Moshe Rabbeinu. Why were they Dovuk and Moshe Rabbeinu? You know why, just Derech Agav, he says, why did God and Reuven have more Tzoyin than anybody else? Because everyone else just didn't like a daily menu twice a day of mon. They shechted the behemoth they brought out of Egypt. They wanted a meal, a fleshig, a good fleshig meal. On the grill, in a barbecue in the summertime, in the midbar, it gets very hot. Right? God and was makusher to Moshe, which is the mon, is the food of Moshe Rabbeinu, and his chusah was brought down. Therefore, by the mon, what do they say? Vamon kizera, God. And the Zohar says that just like Mon was only eaten in Chutz Laaretz. God got his portion in Chutz Laaretz. And the Medrash in Yalkut says, therefore Leah called him God, Al Shem Hamon. Right? It was the Michael Beloy Psoilus. Hello? Therefore, in the person, every person has Psoilus. And that's called the Orla. What do we know about God? Chalal say he was Neulad Mohol. Right? Without Psoilus. What is the opposite of someone who's zach and pure and holy, etc., etc., which, by the way, that's why the nachla of these three nations, Kini, Kini, Vekadmoy, and Eivra Yardin, is going to get Gimel Rishayin, Kesar, Chachmabina, which is only in the future, Mashiach. What is the opposite of that? Where was Har Nevoi? Can I get where?
Balpa'er.
Mul Balpa'er. What is Balpa'er? How are you oivin a Balpa'er? Just the opposite, pure playlist. Therefore, Moshe, who's been a Mayim Mishisiyu, who's the Bechina from Mom, is Dafka Mul Beis Pa'er. You with me? Therefore, God and Reuven, which built the Elamoni Neim, they were Makusher to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tevis Moshe, the Tevis Klal Yisrael, they wanted what? that Moshe should be buried Kisham in their portion. Actually, I just parenthetically, I don't know where he was born, where he was buried. I don't think anybody knows. The day in the Gemara Tzaita, even Moshe doesn't know where he's buried. I have no idea. From the Rosim and Rosim of the world, where did Moshe pass away from, if you hold the mandal, right? Where Har? Where is he buried? I don't mean where millimeter, which part of the mountain. The Satmar Rebbe once came there to Throl, they met the Menachem, and he told him he was in Yerushalayim, the Vashtati went to Kever Dovid, in, you know, Kever Dovid, Hartzian. He said, Chagunish gefilt. I don't feel anything of that. The whole machloikis is about Kever Dovid. So the Gerer Rebbe said, a millimeter ahin, a millimeter ahead on Brooklyn Zichel. Right? Where exactly the millimeter is, I don't know. Right? I don't know. Har Nevoi is clear in the parsha. If you look in the Targum, Nevoi, Furos of the Moshe. Wow. Because that's what they wanted. But where is he actually buried? Really, it depends. I can't say, because it depends on the 3 days in Soita Yud Gimel. Who buried Moshe? Moshe covers Atzmai with the Malachi. Ashores with the Shekhinah, right? Which he took him 4 mil from Har Nevoi, and he was buried by Gai, Mulbeis Ba'er, which is what? In the Chelek of... Which Rashi seems to say. Kisham Chelkos B'chelek itself. I don't even begin to... Somewhere in the, you know, connected to God and Reuven. His Misa was by Reuven and buried by God. Whatever, something hocus pocus is beyond ordinary mortals. And that was the end of the reason B'nai God and B'nai Reuven wanted what? Who are the Iker tumulers here? Who Takesh Shabbat is God, if you're Rashi. Ab Reuven joined them. Right, hello? Reuven joined them. Yeah? And therefore, God is always mentioned first. So initially they come, so why didn't they say, Moshe, we want a portion where you're going to... You can't tell a person where you're going to be buried. But Frat Moshe still miss Amin, so it's going to... So you have to say it diplomatically. You're talking to your Rebbe, right? You may later in Parshas Kerech, Rashi says, the Kali says, Ein onu manicha Moshe, Ob lom shay sonu mitzrayim, vigas banu, vigas banu, vigas banu, vigas banu, vigas banu, vigas banu, we don't let go of Moshe. And that was the title of God. So Moshe Lachatchila thought, therefore it just says an excuse. They had a lot of meek. Now we need a 3-car garage, Hashal can give us a suburbia. Therefore there's a samach, finished. The real reason is, but Moshe has to test. Maybe you're like the Meraglim, who want to live up to an ethereal life, whatever, and you don't want to get involved in Eretz Shavas. Therefore, if you'll go Chalutzim, that's the Even Habuichim. Right? But by them was a gather of Rav Shagolub. He said that one of the reasons that in Zoyer, why Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Chuslaretz, was because he killed the Mitzri. And Rav Shagolub, the Gemara said, the Makis, Tafyud, Megalin, Talmid of Imui. Right? So they wanted to be Dovuk in Moshe. And Moshe is the source of Torah Mamish. By the way, the reason I don't know, no one knows where Moshe is buried, because Moshe is Bechinas, Mokhima, Oren, Enim, and Amidim. And Torah is the one I said last week, is Marchiv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, by God, there's a bracha, Baruch, Marchiv God. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, just Etzem HaTorah, is buried. The point is, now let me go back to where I started from. Who is the tribe of Elul?
God.
Who joins God? Reuven. Which is the tribe of the month of Tammuz. When we join Tammuz of and Elul, what do we get? Shar. Who is joining the pshat? So these things are superficially, and the things are in its depth and its profundity. Who was that one who brought us this chiddush? Rashi, whose yard sign is the maiver, the bridge. Therefore, I understand what the shaver said. What is the bracha to Avraham Avinu, which is the whole tachlis to bring from Bezalel, the Mishkan, to Shlema, to see ultimate geula, which comes in the koyach of Liman HaTorah, who was taught to us by Rabban Shel Yisroel. Hello? He was given a promise, V'yirash Rashi, Zaracha es what? Shara Yavob. I said to myself, Shara is the what? The Delis and the Shara for the Doiv Kibbutz Shuvah. And the Abishal Helfen Taka, we should soon be Zoicha. Tzkiyas HaMeisim, it says, Moshe immediately will rise. And Moshe Yimoy.
Oh.